Today's share is sponsored for a full shalem for Huvish Prince Abbas Tayyib and Miriam. By her mishpacha, she should have a refuah shalema. To sponsor any shiurim to keep these podcasts going, please go to rabbifishman.com, www.rabbifishman.com, and click on sponsor a podcast, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com for more information. Today's shiur begins on page Lamed Hey in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosan, the new print, Perik Aleph's If Ayin Beis. If you have an old print, in the old print, it's If Samach Gimel. So we're going to start by talking about Shehiya, which means leaving something on the fire from Erev Shabbos. And we will begin the halachas of Hatmana. We will not get through all of Hatmana, but we will begin it. So If Ayin Beis begins. Since there's various halachas regarding how, when, and the details of how to properly leave a pot of food on a fire on Shabbos, if one wants to avoid all shilas, one should be makpid, shekol tavshel, that all food that you're leaving, yiyem avushel kol tzorche b'erev Shabbos, that they be fully cooked before Shabbos. The pot should be on a fire that's covered, like with a blech. The knobs be covered with a blech. Lufnei Knesset Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in. So too for water. It should be heated up on the fire before Shabbos. We're talking about if it's a tea kettle, it should be on a blech. That's what one should do. And everybody should know that people call with so many shilas on Erev Shabbos that would be avoided if they made sure the food was fully cooked before Shabbos and they have a proper blech. Rav Henkin, many other Gedalei Peskim would tell women that they should be makpid, Shem Zalman help. It avoids so many shilas, so many kinachin, and you're getting it right. Well, Machal Ben Drusai, is it fully raw? You're leaving it. Is it gar for katam properly? Is al blech really gar for katam? To avoid all shilas, you should have a proper blech and try to make sure all food is fully cooked. Omnam, sif ayin gimel, kederi she'en ritzoni lachzir al gabi eish lachas she'esir b'shabbos, l'maisim ikradin, if you have a pot, which you plan on taking off the fire at one time and not putting it back on, you're going to take it off, use everything at once, and it is cooked before Shabbos. You have a pot of food that you can leave on the fire. Now, machlek is what Kemaychel ben Drusai, is it half cooked, a third cooked? So too, b'chin mecham shehamayim shevay nischam ba'idayim lepachis l'shir sheyatz ledesboy. You have an urn where the water is cooked at least to the shir of yatz ledesboy. You want to leave it on the fire on Shabbos. Mutter me'ikir hadin. Me'ikir hadin, it's permitted. La'shirim agave eish me'er Shabbos. Gamim eish enim mechosa. Technically, such a thing, you can leave it on the fire straight the whole time. Take it off only once. It's fully cooked beforehand. Technically, one does not need, or it's even only kemachal ben Drusai. Technically, one does not need a blech. You could leave it straight on the fire. Now, if it's hot water, you have to be careful that you don't take water out in a way that causes more water to go in. You don't take out water, before it's fully boiled. At a time that it's not fully boiled, because that will cause the other water to boil quicker. V'toyv lahachmir, he continues, im ritzoyne losim esakadeiro isamechal magab eish azoyis sheinim b'chusa. Someone wants to leave a pot on such a fire that's not covered. She yasimim shom zman kizeshim hayikar hayochal resoyach v'nek nizah Shabbos. So you have to make sure that it should get hot. Someone wants to put a pot of water on the fire before Shabbos. Once you put it on with enough time for it to get boiling hot before Shabbos. Not just warm, not just yatz ledesboy, but mamish boiling. Then he says, Tanur gazeh chashmal. You have a gas oven or gas stove that has kafter miyuchad l'matzav Shabbos. have electric or gas oven, that has a Shabbos mode. That when it goes to Shabbos mode, what happens? The thermostat no longer works. So mutter lashes besoich ha'echam vushu katzachim erev Shabbos. You can leave food that's fully cooked in it from before Shabbos. There's no problem with garfu katim. You don't have to worry about you're going to raise or lower the fire because it's on Shabbos mode. It's obvious in the yashin is a hecker to make sure you don't play with it. And it's mutter. So that's halachas of Shehiyah. One should l'chatchila keep all the food cooked before Shabbos if they're leaving it on. But the Eved, if it's not, you could, if it's k'machal ben Jusoy, you could leave it on. And you should l'chatchila make sure you're using a blech. Now we're going to move over to the halachas of Hatmana. So just as an introduction, Sif Ayin Dalad, middle of page Lamed Vav gives us an introduction. So Hatmana is wrapped. There's a halacha that Chazal, if you could wrap something in a way to keep it hot, especially if it's something that's Maisef Hevel, one may come to cook in, on Shabbos or do something that's also got to be cooked on Shabbos. Therefore, B'dinei Hatmono, he says, Yesh Lahavdol. There's many halachas in Dinei Hatmono, and he says there's four main things to worry about, call to worry about, four main categories. He says, number one, Ben Hatmono B'Yayim V'Hatmono B'Shabbos. You have to know when we're talking about Hatmono, are you being matmin? Are you wrapping the thing before Shabbos or on Shabbos? Number two, bein atmona shemaisif chum vatmona sheinim maisif chum avol shemeres lav. Is this hatmona going to be done in a fashion where there's additional heat is going to be coming into it, or is it not going to have additional heat? It's just going to protect it from losing or getting colder, losing its current temperature. I will point out that we're going to see later that a hatmana b'maisif hevel, a hatmana in something, wrapping it in something that gives off additional heat, is not only like hot sand where there's a discussion that when you put something hot in it, the sand gets hot and it gives off a hotter heat back. But even if you're wrapping it, let's say, in blankets or towels, but you're doing it in a fashion while something's still on the fire, so we're going to see that's also maisif hevel. Even though the towel is not what's maisif hevel, but because there's additional heat coming in and the towel is keeping that additional heat in, that's also hatmana b'maisif hevel and something that gives off heat, which, as we're going to see later, is more chamer. Number three, mi a big chilek between hatmana b'kli rishon hatmana b'kli sheni. We're going to see later that there's no hatmana in a kli sheni. Hatmana is going to be in a kli rishon. Number four, bein hatmana tafshel shachumei kedei sheyad teis ledes bay, but tafshel she'ein yad sledes bay. We're going to see a big difference whether you're wrapping something that's hot, that's yad sledes bay, are you wrapping something that's not Yatzalah display? So now, those are the four criteria. Now we're going to have to get into it. Sif Ayin Hei gets us into it. Starts off. Mutter, it's permitted lahatmin b'oidyayim. B'oidyayim always means on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos begins. It's permitted to wrap before Shabbos. Kedera pat u'batashol that has food in it. L'shem shmiras chaymeh. To guard its heat inside it. Kegoyin aide atifosa b'korim o'bismichos. By wrapping it in a cushion or in blankets. Right, you take your soup pot off the fire. You want it to stay hot. The old-fashioned mothers, grandmothers, would take the soup pot, put it in on their bed, wrap it in blankets or in a box with newspaper, right, and close it up because they didn't leave the fires on the stoves over Shabbos. It was dangerous. Or they didn't have today's fancy Shabbos modes, right? And that's permitted because you're wrapping it before Shabbos in something that's not Moisef Hevel, something that doesn't give additional heat. Then he says, "Mutter lahatn b'idyem afilu makdeir emedes lagabe kedeir acher shirisachas." Let's say you want to put one pot on top of another pot that's boiling hot, and then you go wrap the top pot. Let's say or wrap the two pots. So now the one pot that's hotter than the other pot is be'etzem. You could say meisiv hevel, but that's mutter im amnam en al gabe erish, as long as the one's not on an actual fire, that's permitted. Ah, but. Also, lahatman kedera afil mebaydayim. One cannot wrap a pot even on Friday. But even she yosef lochum in a fashion where additional heat's going to be coming in. Kegoyna de kisi hakedera besmichos kshel gabeish. Like wrapping a pot in blankets while the pot is still on the fire. It's like we mentioned earlier in Sif Ayin Dalet. Since it's still on the fire, this heat that's being given off. So the towel, it's wrapping it. If considered like mice of hevel, because there's additional heat that's coming that the towel's keeping in. Well, gabi plata chashmalis, or if you're wrapping something well that's on top of a plata, a Shabbos hot plate. But then he points out, v'isa zeh shalat mano, b'davar shemoysef chumu afilu matashal kvar mevushal kvar tzarchay. This halacha v'atmana is even with food that is fully cooked, so it's going to be irrelevant. Whereas earlier with Shehiyah, with Chazara, there's a big discussion of fully cooked. By atmana, there's no discussion. We're talking about even fully cooked. L'chein, he says, therefore, gam osu lahachnas afilu b'oyoyim, one cannot, on Friday afternoon, take kufsas shimurim segura. You can't take a sealed can of food, let's say, and put it on the oichel shabob b'toich kedere b'om mayim cham. You can't go take it, let's say, into a pot of hot water that's on the fire, because the food that's in that can is ma'isif hevel, because it's on the fire, so it's wrapped in the hot water. It's totally matmin in it, and it's going to cause it to cook. It's matmin in the shins, and now it's matmin in the can. But that water is going to cause it to be mice of heaven. V'chein also l'chasas afilm boidim lechem e'pashtido b'niyar aluminum. So too, you can wrap a bread or a kugel in aluminum foil. Shemiyayda lushmar esachom, where the aluminum foil is meant to protect it from the heat. Eibim magevet kasher heim al-gabim l'chasas al-kaderish al-gabim. Or in a towel, on top of the cover that's on the pot that's on the fire. So you can't cover a pot fully that's on a fire. We'll see later when things are not fully covered. But also here he says you can't wrap a kugel or a challah or something fully if the purpose of the wrapping is to maintain the heat. All right, so let's say you're putting a challah on top of the stove near the fire to get heat. One should not do so on Shabbos, or even if before Shabbos, if it's mamash where the heat comes out, even if the intention of the aluminum foil is to maintain the heat. Now, we're going to see later a whole discussion, and Shem Zaman's Mekel, and Chisitzchok, and others are Machmir, whether you could put potato kugel into your cholent wrapped in aluminum foil fully. Because over there, why are you putting it in the cholent wrapped in aluminum foil? Not because you want it to maintain heat, but because you want it to not fall apart into the cholent and break apart into pieces. So we'll see later that could be mutter, according to some. Here he's saying when you're wrapping it for the purpose of maintaining the heat. So when you're wrapping it for the purpose of maintaining the heat, you have to make sure to leave an opening, that it shouldn't be fully wrapped. I involve b'Shabbos atzma on Shabbos itself. Also, lahatman afilu b'oyvin she'ene moisef chum l'tavshol. On Shabbos itself, it's also to wrap something to maintain heat, even if this blanket that you're wrapping in it is not moisef hevel. Afilu hu kvar mevushal kar tzarchay, even if it's fully cooked. Therefore, in kofsa eish mitachas lekedera, what do you do? Let's say the fire went out under a pot. Mishavas. Right, so now, so we saw already, it could be allowed to move it to another fire, if it's still hot. But lechases lekedera besmichas kedei lishmael chomdasha. But you can't wrap it very well in blankets or something like that to keep the heat. Because you're not allowed to wrap on Shabbos, in haladuat mona, even in something that's not moisef hevel. So whereas before Shabbos, you're allowed to take that soup pot off the fire and go wrap it in blankets and keep it warm for the Friday night sudah. If early Shabbos morning you get up, you see the cholent went off, so you figure, oh, I'll take the cholent pot, I'll go put it in my blankets, and I'll wrap it very well, I'll keep it warm till the sudah. That's going to be usur, because you can't do hatmon on Shabbos, and even in something that's not Moisef Hevel. We'll stop over here. Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shlema for Wishman's Abbas Favor Miriam. To sponsor future podcasts to keep this shiurim going, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor button, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman.com, to find out how you can take part in this Harbatzas Torah.